This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick continues in a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, he shows us how to achieve the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Love Lets It Go.
Look at this verse on the screen. A man's wisdom, that means having that perspective, gives him what? Patience. Patience comes from perspective. It is his glory to overlook an offense. Do you overlook offenses? Or are you offended by offenses? Are you so touchy and irritable that anybody looks at you crosswise or forgets to say something or even walks past you and didn't even see you, then you take that offensive? The Bible says it is a glory to a man's or a woman's character to overlook an offense. Just blow it off. Love lets it go. Love just lets it go. Now, while we're talking about it, this is what we call the golden rule. The next verse says, do to others as you would have them do to you. That's all we're talking about in being understanding, not a man. Do to others what you would have them do to you. Now, a bunch of you turned the paper over, and I wasn't through with this point yet. So I will be tactful, but I will be truthful. Turn it back over. Because what happens with demanding people? Does that mean I'm just supposed to let them run over me? If somebody is demanding, they're a demanding person, do I just let them push me around? Do I just act like a doormat? Do I always just cave in and say, fine, whatever you want? No, here's the key, write this down. Be tender without surrender. Be tender without surrender. You don't let people just push you around. Jesus never caved in to manipulators. The religious leaders, the Pharisees, always tried to manipulate Jesus. And they were extremely demanding. They were very legalistic. And they had all kinds of demands that they themselves couldn't even keep. And Jesus would not let other demanding people, push him into a corner. You be tender without surrender. Now, that's what you call love in action. Love in action, tender without surrender. Now, there's a third group that we have to deal with, and that is disappointing people. Disappointing people. You're going to be disappointed in life. In fact, everybody in your life is going to disappoint you. Your friends are going to disappoint you. Your family, your parents, your brother, your sisters, they're going to disappoint you. Your husband or your wife is going to disappoint you. I'm going to disappoint you as your pastor. Why? Because nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And so how do you deal with disappointing people? And how does love respond when we are disappointed by people? Well, the third thing the Bible says is love is not irritable. It's not irritable. So, write this down. I must be gentle, not judgmental. I must be gentle, not judgmental. One of the best examples on our staff of being gentle, not judgmental, is Pastor Buddy. So I asked Buddy if he would come and take this point. Would you give him a warm welcome?
Now, that was a rough introduction because I think you just set me up for failure. You may not feel that way after I finish telling the story about myself. Something that happened to me just on Friday to show you how gentle and undemanding and non-irritable I can be. I had a house full of teenagers. Oh, right there, that can set you off. But I had a house full of teenagers, and they're getting ready for homecoming at Mission Viejo High School, getting ready for the game. And So we had to feed all of these hungry people. So my wife says, hey, can you go to the store, get a couple things? No problem. I love to go to the store. So I go to the store. I get my stuff. I'm back in the car. I'm in a hurry. And there's a light, you know, to get out of the parking lot. And I'm the third car waiting to make this turn. And so the light turns green, and the guy in the front, he does what he should do, steps on the gas, goes through the intersection, no problem. The car right in front of me doesn't. She just kind of sits there. And you know how you can look through the back window of the car and you can see if the driver's paying attention or looking down at something? She's looking straight ahead. She's looking right into the intersection, but she's just in no hurry to go anywhere. So she just slowly inches her way forward and comes to the crosswalk, and the light turns yellow, and she stops. And I'm thinking, attaboy, lady, you know? So I just sort of tapped my horn, and actually, I leaned on the horn. Felt a lot better about myself at the moment until I happened to look down, and I looked at her license plate frame. Now, many of you probably know where I'm going with this. It said, "You matter to God, Saddleback Church." And I'm thinking, attaboy, pastor, you know? So I literally just sort of covered my face with my hand like this, got my hand on the wheel, you know? And the light turns green and we make the turn, and I took the first right I could just to get away from her, hoping that she didn't recognize her pastor honking a horn at her in an intersection. So, that, you know, so much for love and action. Now, let's see what the scriptures have to say about how we can be gentle and not judgmental. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 says this. It says, brothers and sisters, if someone in your group does something wrong, especially your pastor, you who are spiritual should go to that person and gently help make him right again. But be careful, because you might be tempted to sin too. You might want to circle the word gently. I love the fact that it says gently. And this is great advice for small group life. And the Bible tells us you've got to do it gently, not harshly, not in a rude or a mean way, but to do it with gentleness and with respect. There's a little equation I learned from Pastor Rick, and it's right plus rude equals wrong. Right plus rude equals wrong. Because it doesn't matter if you're right. If you're rude about it, nobody's going to care what you have to say. They're immediately going to get defensive. So you do it in a gentle and a loving way, not in a harsh and a cruel way. Now, let's look at this verse on the screen. Colossians 3:13, the Bible says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Notice it says whatever grievances. You can't be selective about this. Forgive whatever grievances you have against one another, and forgive as the Lord forgave you. And then in Romans 14:12, the Bible says this. Each of us will give an account of himself to God. We're not going to have to give it to each other. Will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let's stop passing judgment on each other. Now, it's important to understand the difference between using your judgment and being judgmental. Because I've talked to people who just let all kinds of things go on in relationships and say, well, I don't want to be judgmental. And so instead, they just become victims. There's a difference between using your judgment and being judgmental. You got to use your judgment so you can see when something's going wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing that. You've got to be able to decide between wrong and right, to be able to know what the truth is. But the truth is not judgmental. It's only judgmental when you beat somebody over the head with it. That's when it becomes judgmental, when you start determining what their sentence is going to be. And the Bible says, look, you got to use your judgment. You got to be smart about things, but you don't have to be judgmental with people. The Bible says this in Proverbs 15:4. Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And I love the way it says this in the Message paraphrase. It says, the kind words heal and help. They heal and help, but cutting words wound and maim. So we always have a choice when we need to speak to somebody, especially with our kids. Have you found how cutting words can just wound and maim a child? You can hurt them for years. But the Bible says that kind words are the words that will heal and help. So when your kids mess up, you don't have to get on their case and tell them, you know, you're whatever you think they are at the moment, but give them a vision of how things could be, like Pastor Rick was talking about a minute ago. Speak words of life and health and hope into them, not words of judgment and harshness, but be gentle. And it's the same way in our marriages. Man, how many marriage problems could be strengthened if we just waited a beat, if we just used words that were gentle and kind and not harsh or vindictive? And you know, there are really so few things that are worth fighting about. And even the things that we think are worth fighting about, most of those aren't worth fighting about either. They're just temporal. They're going to pass. We've got to learn to cut each other some slack and be kind and gentle in our relationships. And then there's another verse that we threw in just in case you're having some problems at work with your boss. Look at what the Bible says here in Ecclesiastes 10:4. If your boss is angry with you, it's probably your fault. No, it doesn't say that. It says, if your boss is angry with you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes. What that's saying is, look, if you mess up at work, just admit it. Don't blame it on somebody else. Don't get all defensive and start yelling back. Just be quiet about it. Do your job. Do it well. Do it for the glory of God, because you're much more likely to find mercy if you're humble about it than if you're grumpy about it. So, love isn't rude, and it's not demanding, and it's not judgmental. And Pastor Rick's going to come back and tell us about the fourth aspect of love.
The fourth aspect has to do with dealing with destructive people. Now, this is the hardest one of all. How do you love people who intentionally hurt you, who are mean, who are hateful, who are manipulative? When people hurt us, we have two natural tendencies: remember it and retaliate. First, we remember it. We stockpile it in our mind. We put it back in the database. We say, I'm never forgetting that one. I'm never letting them off the hook. I'm going to watch them from now on. And we remember it and we rehearse it over and over and over. And the second thing we do is we retaliate and we want to get even. But that's not what the Bible says. Love takes a step up. And the Bible says love keeps no record of wrongs. It keeps no record of wrongs. So what does that mean? How do I respond to the people who have hurt me in my life? How do I handle all of those wounds, those pains, those hurts that I've stockpiled back there in my memory? Well, here's what you do. You don't repeat it, you delete it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said, there's nothing more important than loving God and loving others. That's why Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love study kit that comes with a 6-session DVD and workbook. In these video sessions, Rick shows you how to allow love to become your dominant life value, simply by focusing on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness. We'll send you the 40 Days of Love study kit as a way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Your prayers and gifts are taking God's message of hope across our nation and around the world. Request yours today by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Don't repeat it. Delete it. Wipe it out of the memory bank. Let it go. Forgive it. And get on with your life. Now it says, don't repeat it. What do I mean by that? Well, we typically, when we get hurt, we repeat it three ways. We repeat it emotionally in our minds, we repeat it relationally as a weapon, and we repeat it practically in verbally in telling other people. First, we repeat it in our minds by going over and over and over and over and over in your mind. And we rehearse it, and we've talked about this so many times. how resentment never helps you, it only hurts you. Resentment is self-destructive. It is emotional suicide. It's like taking fire in your heart. It will destroy you. When you hold on to a grudge, when you hold on to a hurt, you hold on to bitterness, you are not hurting that person from your past. You're only hurting yourself. In fact, you are allowing them to continue to hurt you in the present. Your past is past. It's over. It can't hurt you unless you choose to allow it. And the way you allow it to hurt you is by remembering it over and over. And every time you remember and rehash and rehearse and go over it again in your mind, you get hurt again. That's not smart. It's not using your brain the way God intended for you to use it. Resentment only perpetuates the pain. It never heals. It never solves anything. So we repeat it over and over in our mind. The second way we repeat it is we repeat it in fights, in relationships. And we use it as wedges, as weapons. Well, you did this. Yeah, but you did that. But remember when you did that? But you did this. But remember when you did that? And you pile it all back up again. And the third way that we repeat it is we repeat it to other people. We talk to others. That's called gossip. And we tell everybody else. We don't talk to God. We don't talk to the person. We talk to everybody else about the pain. And we want to try to line up people on our side so that we're better and they're bad and they're hated as much by other people as they're hated by us. All three of those are destructive, damaging, and self-defeating. You're only hurting yourself by repeating it in your mind, by repeating it over and over in conversations and using it as a wedge, and by repeating it to other people. Don't repeat it. Delete it. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Let me show you three verses about these three things. First, you don't rehearse it over in your mind. Up on the screen, Leviticus 19:17 says this. Do not bear a grudge against others, but settle your differences with them, so you will not commit a sin because of them. How is that possible? How do I commit a sin because of them if I keep a grudge? Psychology study after psychology study has proven that whatever you rehearse, you begin to resemble. Uh-oh. Whatever you think about most, that's what you move toward. And if all you think about is how much you've been hurt in the past, and you keep focusing, guess what? You're moving to the past. If you focus on the future, you move toward the future. If you focus on the promises of God, you move toward the promises of God. If you focus on potential, you move to the potential. But if you focus on your pain, you're moving toward your pain. And whatever you rehearse, you will eventually begin to resemble. I will never be like my father. I will never be like my mother. I will never be like... Well, guess what? The very fact that you're focused on it means that's what you're moving toward. And so he says, you're only hurting yourself by repeating it over and over in your mind. The second thing is you don't want to repeat it over and over in arguments. Look at this verse, Proverbs 17:9. Love forgets mistakes. You don't keep bringing it up. You don't have a track record of things. You just keep bringing back and bringing them back in as ammunition. Nagging about them parts the best of friends. It also parts marriages and everything else. As I said, nagging doesn't work. One guy said, you know, whenever I get in an argument with my wife, she gets historical. And he said, don't you mean hysterical? And he said, no, historical. She tells me everything I've ever done wrong. And we laugh at that, but the truth is it destroys a lot of marriages. Bringing up the past is not the way to better your marriage because love keeps no record of wrongs. You see, let me just take this one deeper. Some of you in your marriage have been hurt by a partner in a major way. An unfaithfulness, a disloyalty, some kind of thing that really, really hurt you, and I'm sorry. But they've come back and they said, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? and they've stayed with you and they've stuck with you, and you've said, I forgive you, but I'm not ever forgetting it. And back there in the back of your mind, you keep repeating it, and no matter what they do good, it's never good enough, because you got this list against them of all the things they've disappointed you and all of the ways they've been destructive in your life. And no matter what they do good, but you did this. See, in your mind, you've got a scale between guilt and blame. And to stay mentally stable, every time you feel guilty, you feel like you have to blame somebody else. Well, you did this. Yeah, but you did this. Well, you did this. Yeah, but you did this. Well, they really did this one over here. And it's good. And the rest of their life, no matter how much good they do, it's not enough to bring it up. And you are unpleasable. And I will say this tactfully but truthfully, you're killing the marriage. It's not the big sin that's killing the marriage. It's the fact that you won't let it go. You won't let it go. And as a result, you have become unpleasable. Now, there's a third way we repeat it, and it's this verse up here on the screen. Gossip is spread by wicked people. Did you know that? They stir up trouble and they break up friendships. Did you know that every time I share a gossip, I am wicked? Did you know that every time you share a gossip, you are wicked? Did you know that God hates gossip? Absolutely hates gossip. He hates it as much as he hates pride. Because that's what gossip is. Gossip is pure and simple ego. Raw, bald-faced, unadulterated ego. The only reason people gossip is to make them feel superior to somebody else. I know something about somebody else that makes them look bad, so I think it makes me look better. And I have some secret here, so it gives me a sense of control. It is unadulterated ego. And every time you share a gossip, you just admit it. You're being prideful at that point. You are being prideful, and God hates pride and gossip. One of the greatest tests of your love is how much you gossip. Unloving people love to gossip. What do? You, when you're hurt, you don't talk to other people about it, which we typically do. We talk to everybody except the person who hurt us. You don't talk to that person, the other people. You talk to God, and then you talk to that person.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, but first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. One of the main reasons Pastor Rick started Daily Hope was to reach as many people as possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. And because of your prayers and donations, we're now reaching over 14 million people a month. But there are still many, many more people that need to hear the good news. Would you prayerfully consider giving a gift to Daily Hope today to help reach even more people for Jesus Christ? And when you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days of Love study kit to say thanks for your support of this ministry. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love
And let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most, more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love Study Kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world.
Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.